They came on the first day Yom Tov and brought them something chutz l'tchum. Whatever it was an animal or it was teiris, he brought them chutz l'tchum. Ela mechutz l'tchum also. So trashi ela mechutz l'tchum also boy bayoyim. The same day. That day they ate it. That was a maisa. The guy came the first day Yom Tov and he brought something chutz l'tchum and Rav Nachman sat down. Rav Nachman and Chizda ate the teiris the guy brought. Man the Yochel, the one that ate the Paris, why did he bring it? I, the great Didam Lacha for us on Yom Tov, he brought something chutz l'tchum. It should be Yosser. Kesova they hold. Sova they hold. Habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh mutl Yisrael acher. That's the case. If a great brings something chutz l'tchum, so for the purpose, for the person that the great brought it for, he brought something for Reuven. So Reuven is also to have an offer from a tray on Yom Tov. But somebody else is mutter. That was the mice here. They brought the Paris not for Rav Nachman and for Chizda. They brought the guy bought the Paris for a sheshes, for a shlusa. So since it wasn't bought for Rav Chizda, I'm allowed to eat it. Even though it came chutz l'tchum, it's only an issim of the rabbanon. You brought something chutz l'tchum. So the other gzera was it's only also for the person it was bought for and not for the other person. Oman de lo yochum. What was a sheshes as far? Why was he machmir? Sover, he also held from this din, and that's the din in the Gemara in Beitza. That something bring chutz l'tchum, if it wasn't brought for you, you're allowed to have anor. So why was Rosh Hashanah machmir? For he held, kol the osel of Eresh Galusa, adaita the kula rabbanon osel. Not that the guy bought these paris for Eresh Galusa, there's no special person Eresh Galusa. He's like the president. So you bring something to the president, it's for all the people around him. Like Eresh Galusa, he was like the rush of Klal Yisrael at that time. So you bring a present to the Reish Galusa, you don't only mean him, you mean to give to all the Rabbanim that are around him. So it's considered as if the present was brought beferish for Rosh Hashanah, for Rav Nachman. That's why Rosh Hashanah held it was also. V'enechnami, it wasn't the Shiloh of Tzedah, the Maisa was the Maisa of the guy brought something chutz l'tchum. And that's the Halacha. That's only also if the person is brought for, and not for the people. So the Marvel, I will ask you, Rosh Hashanah, I said, Markash on a memo. I will ask you, Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Bashmuel, the Yomalei. I think Marvel down a Maisia that Rosh Hashanah met up with Rabbi Bashmuel and he asked him the Locha and he answered him back that Rabbi Yossi was Maida. So how could you say the Maisia was about bringing Chutz L'tchum? He asked us, Claude, that Shiloh was, if he captured for you the first day, can you eat it the second day? So Terence was, Lahoy Dvar Mielam, and Echnami, this Maisa never existed. That's what the Gemara brings down. It's according to Mareima, according to Ameima, this first Maisa never happened. And Rosh Hashanah never met, that wasn't the Shiloh. He didn't ask that question, because that wasn't the Metzius. The case that happened, there was a new case, that something came chutz l'tchum, and that was the Machlokes, are we allowed to eat it or not? Is it considered coming for everybody? That was Rosh Hashanah Svarah. And the Machlokes Svarah, no, it only came for Resh Galusa, he's also, everybody else is Mutter. So the Gemara, Hahu lifta. There was a case of a turnip. The also the mechuza that the goyim brought turnips to mechuza on Yom Tov. Is nofak rova? Rova went out. Chazia the kemisha. He saw that the turnip wasn't so fresh. It was a little bit stale. In other words, it was picked off a few days ago. Is shari rova lemizva minei? Rova said, "We'll have to buy from him." Shalto buy. How did you buy Yom Tov? So you could take it now, but it was oichel, you could take it now, and suddenly paid after Yom Tov. But we're allowed to eat these pears right now. Even though the goyim brought it now on Yom Tov, but he said it was zicha picked off before Yom Tov, so it's not an issa that pears that are picked off on Yom Tov, you can't eat them, it was picked off before Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter. Omer avadim yes mo nekro, it was zicha picked off from before Yom Tov, that's why it's mutter. Is my yarmit, what do you want to ask, what's the tzad to answer? Michus the Tchumosya, because I call upon them these Goyim. They came into the city now on Yom Tov, but they were traveling from faraway places. That Mestama, they came from Chus the Tchum. So there should be an issue. If a Goy brings something for you on Shabbos on Yom Tov, Chus the Tchum, you can't have a no from it. But a lock is like this. Habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutal lechol Yisrael acher. It's only also for the Yisrael that the Goy brought it for, the favor for that person. If he brought it for one person, other people could use it. The Choshchein Hain Avad in this case here, the Adaita the Nochrimosa. Mistoma, this guy, when he came to sell his turnips, he came to sell to Goyim. He Bechal didn't bring it for the Israelim. Therefore, the Israelim are allowed to eat these turnips on Yom Tov. There's no risk that came Chus Tchum, because it didn't, the guy did not bring it for the purpose of the Israelim, he brought it for the purpose of the other Goyim. I was picked off on Shabbos, no. It was clear, was a stale turnip ready. It wasn't fresh, it was picked off yesterday. But the mice was kiv on the chosa to come after, but then Rava saw the goyim kept on bringing more and more turnips. Then he asked it. Then he saw it wasn't the pshat the goyim stam brought one batch to their friend's home of turnips, that these goyim were merchants and they came to sell the turnips. And who are they selling it to? To the whole city. So whoever wants to buy it now is considered if the goy brought these turnips to this Yisrael b'feirish. So if he's bringing it to you, that's the loch of a goy brings something chusat chum for you. He can't have enough from a don yontif. So once he saw that the people are bringing tons, hastens of turnips, then he said it was awesome. Shrashi to come afshi nochrim v'yaisi omahani v'adatay to the Yisrael afshi v'yaisi v'yoslu. Hey, why are they bringing so much here? Because they want to sell as much as possible to everybody here. So they're bringing it for favors to shame the Yisraelim, then it's also to have a no from it. There's one more memoria. Hanu b'nei gannoi. They were gardeners. There are two people taking care of gardens. The gozul who asa b'yomtis. That they cut off an asa, like a hadassim, something that smells good. They cut it off on yomtis, b'yomtis sheni. They cut it off on yomtis sheni. Is Lurta at night time, Sharulu Ravina La Ruchibe, Lialta. Right after Moitsoy Yomtif, he was mad to them to smell it. They cut it off on Yomtif. So about the Malacha was done on Yomtif, you're not allowed to have a no from it on Yomtif. When did he have a no from it? Moitsoy Yomtif. So right after Yomtif, he was mad to them to smell it right away. Omale Rova, Rabbi Yastakash, Omale Rova Batachlito, La Ravina. He asked the Makasha, Listen, Sir Lahu Mar, Bivne Shane Bivne Torah. He asked him, no, since these people are not B'nai Torah, we should be machmir for them, they should not allow to be smell it, they can't use it, have enough from it, even my soy yomtif. That's what he asked. Why are you saying it's mutter to them? They're not B'nai Torah. That means, if you tell them it's mutter right after yomtif, they'll have enough from it, even on yomtif also. Maskalor Shemaya, the Shemaya asked a better kasha, time of the end of B'nai Torah. What are you saying? You should ask them because they're not B'nai Torah, they'll be making much more. Oh, B'nai Torah, but it will be a regular good place at B'nai Torah. Shari, you'd also be masking, you're allowed to smell it. Right after Yom Tov, I the Kashriz, Vor Bina B'chnei Shiyasun. Anytime a guy does a melacha for us on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we can't have enough from it, even after Shabbos, only B'chnei Shiyasun. You have to wait enough time after Shabbos that we could cut it down, cut down these adasim, and then smell it. That's considering we don't have enough from the melacha. So how could you be mad to smell it right after Shabbos? Is Oslo Shadow the Rover? They went to ask Rover the Shadow what's the Lochum? Or Malu, Bina Bechreshi Yasu. That's not the Lochum. The Lochum is any time a Malacha was done on Shabbos or on Yontif, you can't have a Nor, even Moitsoi Shabbos or Moitsoi Yontif, Bechreshi Yasu. You have to wait until there's enough time that you could do it then. Yeah. If you'll be naked to them to smell it on Moitsoi Yontif, they'll go and smell it on Yontif also. So that was his tiny, and the kasha was a bigger kasha. And that's takar halacha. You're supposed to wait b'chinin b'chnei shiyasu. You have to wait till Moitsoi Yom Tov to have enough from it, enough time, that you can do the melacha at that time. You're holding daf min. Daf mem on aleph in the middle. Mor says again, Rab Doiso Aime Hoivel of Neyateva. This is the end part of the Mishnah that we had a machlekis in the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah it said that Rab Doiso Ben Hurkin is Aime Hoivel of Neyateva. Somebody the Shliach Tziba that goes to Davin on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Aime Hachli Tzeinu Hashem Lakeinu as Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. He has to say that Hashem should help us make us strong on Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Im hayoyim, if today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah. Im lamocha, on a tanai, on tzad, today is not Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is. So I mean to say tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh. Well, lamocha roim, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. Im hayoyim, im emesh, he makes a tanai. If today is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, then today should be the tefillah of Achli Tzeinu Hashem Lekeinum. And if today is choyel, I don't want the tefillah to be today, but it should be yesterday. So Kitzi says on a Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, we make, so he says, two chidushim. One chidush is that on Rosh Hashanah you mention Rosh Chodesh, you have to say, Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, and also you make a Tanai. Since there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and 1 day is Chol, so you make a Tanai and say, if the first day is Rosh Chodesh, I mean the Tefillah should be for today. If tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, then today is chayil. So it's like a sheker. So he says, Kula, I don't want the tefillah to be chal today, but tomorrow I want the tefillah to be chal. And the Mishnah ends well, it says, Lahoit lechachomim. The chum argue on Reb Doisa. The chum say no. So now it's going to be a shal in the Gemara, exactly what does the chum argue on? Like we have two svaros argue. One, maybe they say bechal, like we do, and Rosh Hashanah, we do not mention the Rosh Chodesh. Bechal, we don't mention it. And the second thing is, no, maybe they're also asking, you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Just the tonight part you don't have to say. Like when we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we don't make it tonight to say. If the first day is Rosh Hashanah, we want it to be chal today. And if tomorrow is, then today shouldn't be. We don't make this tonight. So that's the shiloh, what does the Rabbanon bring zich? On both halachis, or only on the tonight? So the Gemara Omer Rabba, Ki Avinim Bei Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, I Boilon, had a first shiloh. What's the halacha? It's according to Chacham, according to the halacha. Do we have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, so do we mention Rosh Chodesh also or not? One svar is kivun nachalukim b'masafim. Since the kabbonos are two different type of kabbonos, is me'lam ringan. You have to bring a special musaf for Rosh Chodesh and a special musaf for Rosh Hashanah. So it's a svar to mention both things separately in the musaf. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Zikoron echod oilu lekan ulekan. There's one zikoron that helps both for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. Like Rashi, Musun Sirach Rashi says, it says the word zikoron by both. So by saying one time, Yom HaZikoron Azir, that helps for Rosh Chodesh also. So Rashi. Rashi learned, Tivun nechalukim b'losofim, shemakrivin musvei Rosh Chodesh or musvei Rosh Hashanah. We have to bring two different types of kabonis. Milvad Oila Sachodish. Like it says in the Pasha of Rosh Hashanah, Milvad, except for the Oilas of a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring new Kabbonis for Rosh Hashanah. So may Lam Rinam Betfilonami as Yoim Rosh Chodesh as the as Yoim Hazikorin as there. You have to mention both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Or the other svar is no. Vibal Zikorin Echod Zatrashi as Yoim Hazikorin as there. That goes in Rosh Hashanah. The Rachmona Kao Yezikorin Dichsiv Zichron Trua. That Rosh Hashanah is called the Zichron. Over Rosh Chodesh of Rashi, Nami Ksiv Ohoyu Lechem the Zichron. But Rosh Chodesh also says this in of the Zichron. So when we say Yom HaZichron Azen Rosh Hashanah, that goes on Rosh Chodesh also. And that's the halacha, we don't say special, we don't say Rosh Chodesh, we only say Yom HaZichron Azen. For this reason that Yom HaZichron applies to both, for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. That's the shiloh. Do we have to mention both or no? Mar says, I'll bring your raya. Omalon to Nisu, we learned. Says, Na Mishnah, Revi Doise Roimer, Hoi Vilifnei HaTeva. Somebody goes and davens on Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention both. Yeah, and the Chobim say, no, Lahoideloi. So the Gemara, my love, Lahaskir, Lachur, the Chobim, Lahoideloi, Dinzach, on a hunch altogether on Rav Doise. And they hold that you don't have to mention at all. So the Chobim say that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not mention at all Rosh Chodesh. So you should have a raya for now Mishnah. That's the pshat chum of you. So the Gemara tell you loy lahasnois. Maybe that the chum of you in the Mishnah, they only argue lahasnois. That's all. They just say that even though you have to mention on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, but you don't make it tonight to say on the first day. I'm only mentioning it if today is Rosh Hashanah. On the tzad today is chum. I don't mean it today, but I mean it tomorrow. And that's the chum dings. If you don't make tenoyim on Rosh Hashanah, both days when noyig v'teruz kedushas vaday, and on both days you say yom hazikaron hazeh. Maybe that's the whole machlokes. But maybe even according to Rabbonin, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So from our Mishnah, we don't have a klor raya to the shayla. So the Gemara Hochi Nami Mistar, but there's also a svara like this to say that's all the Rabbonin are arguing just in the tonight svara. Midiktoni the Braisa, since it says in the Braisa, V'chein ha yerebi doisa oise per roshei chadoshim shakol hashana kula. Reb Doisa used to be noig on every Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year. He will have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, he made it tonight also. And he said, that we say Yom Rosh Chodesh azeh, only if today is Rosh Chodesh. On the tzad that tomorrow is the real Rosh Chodesh, so today we're not mentioning it. That's Reb Doisa Shita. And the Chum argue on Reb Doisa a whole year, and they say no. When you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it's like Materus Vaday, and both days you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh azeh. So more like this now. Iyam with Vishlei Malahas Nois. If you want to tell me the whole machlekes now Mishnah is only a machlekes of a Tanai, Mishum Hochi Lehoideloi. That's why the Chachamim argue on Reb Doisa. Eli Yamrit, Lahaskir, but if you can tell me what the Machlokes is, that you have to mention it altogether or not, Amai Lehoideloi, why weren't they Moida? Amai Lehoideloi, why weren't they Moida? Said Rashi. Rashi, my love, Lehoidoi, Lahaskir Koi. For Lehoideloi, Lahaskir, Shereshkedes Rosh Hashanah. In Lahasnois, in my Yen Lamacher, Elestama, Lema, Vechain Yen Hamachers. Yeah, Bresh Chadashim Shakol Hashanah Shusafik in Ivru Bezdin. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? Another. Yes. That's good. Why they weren't Moedei? This is talking about why Rosh Chodesh the whole year. So now the whole year of Pshita Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh as there. So what's the Pshat Lehoidla? The Chum argue and say no, we don't mention it. So you can't say they argue, say you don't mention Rosh Chodesh altogether. But Pshita on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So what could be the Machlokes? Only in the Tanai. Do you have to be Masna or not? Like, so then it's good. If the Machlokes says about the Tanai, it's good. That on a regular Rosh Chodesh, Reb Doisa says also you have to make a Tanai each day to say, I only mean it if today is really Rosh Chodesh. And the Rabbanim say no. On every Rosh Chodesh, if it comes out 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention both days Rosh Chodesh as there. Eli Yarmut Lahask, lifting the Talmud, the Machlokes, the Rabbanim only argue. Not even mention Rosh Chodesh, Amai Lehoideloi. Here by Rosh Chodesh of the whole year, what do you mean they're not Moida? Avad, in a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh as there. Like, how could you say the Chom argue on Rav Doisa? So the more of Yel, Amai Lahasnes, El, Amai, what do you want to tell me? The Machlokes is, whether you have to make the Tanai or not. As everybody holds, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Azim. But the Shalom is, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, do you have to mention both days Viteres Vaday, or both days you have to make it tonight? Or Vizoy Lomali left Lugay Betarti. What do I have to have a Machlokes 2 times? We have Dois Nechachomim. If it's the same Machlokes, then what? If you want to tell me now everybody's Moida that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So a regular Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is the same halacha. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh and both. The only machlokes is about the Tanai. When you have 2 days, do you have to stam say both days, like Yom HaZikaron v'Yom Rosh Chodesh Azim? Or no, according to Reb Doisa, you have to make a Tanai and say only mean it if today is really. If that's the machlokes, so what do they argue 2 times for? Why do they argue Zion Rosh Hashanah and Zion every Rosh Chodesh? It's the exact same machlokes. Anytime you have 2 days, do you have to make the Tanai or not? So tomorrow, that's not Shvet Tzricha. Even if you tell me there's only machlokes about the Tanai part, everybody's masking, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. It's only Machlokes when you have the 2 days. Do you have to say the Tanai or not? Still, I need the Machlokes both places. If I don't have the Machlokes in our Mishnah, by Rosh Hashanah, have a Mina Boho Ka'amri Rabbon and Deloy. And by Rosh Hashanah, here the Rabbonin say, you don't make any Tanoim. But both days say Klo, Yoim Hazikoran Azev, Yoim Rosh Chodesh Azev. Why? Because if you're going to make a Tanai on Rosh Hashanah, people will come to be Mezalzel, and they say like a Monashach, really 1 day is Chol, only 1 day is Kodesh, so be Mezalzel a little bit. So Rashi the Zazule means, Imach the Kinan Lay Sofik, if you're going to make it like Rosh Hashanah, 1 day is a Sofik only, Oslo Zazule, Bisheni, there'll be Mezalzel in the second day. Avoki Amrin in Stomo, Mechaz Kinan Lo Begdusha Sachas. But when you say stam both days klo like Yom HaZikaron is there, then people are knowing like both days are Vadi Kodesh. So the Sfar to say in Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't make any Tanoim, but better say both days klo Yom HaZikaron is there. That's what I say. That's where the Rabbanon argue on Reb Doisa. Avav Rosh Chodeshim Shekol Hashanah, but on a regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, when it comes out 2 days, Rosh Hashanah Kula, aim a moida le Reb Doisa. Maybe the Rabbanim are moida to Reb Doisa to say that a regular Rosh Chodesh is not an Issa Melocha, stam an Indian to bring Kabonis to say Musaf, say Hallo. So maybe there you should make it tonight, like not to say Sheker, because really only 1 day is Rosh Chodesh. So by you saying it both days, 1 day is a Sheker. So maybe the Rabbanim should also say make it tonight. Kamashma, I need a second Machlokes. No, even on a regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year, still the Rabbanim say don't make any Tanoim. No, we're knowing both days, B'teres Vaday Rosh Chodesh, so you say Klo both days, Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazir. V'ayit Mabaho. Or was it, let's only have the Machlokes in the second case, by regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year, I would tell you, B'hol Kom Reb Doisa. Maybe only over here Reb Doisa says, to say, tonight. Because since it's only a weekday, regular Rosh Chodesh, so it's not such a zilzil if you make a suffix out of it. Ah, v'bahach. Mashenken and Rosh Hashanah and the Moed Elohu Rabbonon, maybe Reb Dais will be murdered to Rabbonon. That it's not Kedai to say that tonight in Rosh Hashanah, that people should come to be Mazazel in Rosh Hashanah, like you're making it, but Torah's only one day is Vaday. The second day is only a Sufik, so maybe Reb Dais will be murdered, that's Richa. That's why I need a Machlokes in both cases. That in both cases, Reb Dais still says, no, we make it tonight. Even on Rosh Hashanah, you can't say Stam both days. Yom HaZikaron is there, but you have to make it tonight. If today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying it. If today is not Rosh Hashanah, I don't mean it. That's Reb Dais Shita. And Rabbanan Shita is maybe the only argue you don't have to make it tonight. But it could be, the Rabbanan hold, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the way we don't have any Raya Tower for Shaila. According to the Rabbanan, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, we don't have a Raya. So the Gemara Meisvei, come and bring your Raya, Lisha Kasha, Meisvei. Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yis B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came out to be on Shabbos. It's a loch like this. Be'ishamai Omrim Mispalel Eser. You have to daven 10 brachas in the Shemon Esrei of Musa. We'll soon see which 10. Oh, Be'isil Omrim Mispalel Tisha. Be'isil says, no, just like on a regular Rosh Hashanah, Musa is 9 brachas. If Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you still only say 9 brachas. That's all. And but Beishamai sheet there is no. You have to have a special bracha for Shabbos and a special bracha for Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, on Shabbos you have an extra bracha, makes into 10 brachas. That's Beishamai sheet. So according to Beishamai, Rosh Hashanah has 9 by itself. If it comes out on Shabbos, you have a 10th one. Now the kasha is v'yimisam. If you're going to tell me now that everybody holds on Rosh Hashanah, you also have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So according to the Beishamai, you see anything special has a special bracha by itself. So was the Yemiso, Beishamai, Achas Asorim Iboilei. According to Beishamai, you should have to have 11 brachas. You should have to have one special bracha for Rosh Hashanah, one special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, one special bracha for Shabbos, and then you have the other 8. So I say you should have to have 11 brachas. How come according to Beishamai, you only have to have 10 brachas? So Chorot Saraya, that Rosh Hashanah comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. This is the kasha. Let's see Rashi. Mispalo the Rashi Esem. Sholosh Rishonis said the regular first 3 brachas. The Gimel Achrayin is the regular 3 end brachas. Now the Shol Shabbos Bifnei Atzmai. Beishamai holds that on Shabbos you have to mention a special bracha for Shabbos. Harei Sheva, that's 7 brachas. O Kedushas Hayoim. Now for Rosh Hashanah you have to say a special bracha. V'kol Lima Malchis. Malchis goes with the Kedushas Hayoim of Rosh Hashanah. Harei Shemayin, you have 8 brachas. V'zichrayinis B'shoifreis, that's how you have 10 brachas. So regularly we only have 9 on Rosh Hashanah. Malchi is Zechronis and Shafiris. When it comes out on Shabbos, you have to be mice of another bracha according to Beishamai. Or Beisil Lomim no, Mispalo Tisha. The Koyalo Shabbos v'yomtiv bracha achas v'choysim nekadish on Shabbos v'yisro v'yom hatikorun. The way we do. If it comes out on Shabbos, you don't make a special bracha. Then the same bracha for Rosh Hashanah, you say nekadish on Shabbos v'yisro v'yom hatikorun. Now, we are Mises, if you tell me what's Rashi, Damascus, or Rosh Chodesh. Lebei Shammai, de Boilechol, Chad, Rochel, of Neyatzmai, Yudalev, me Boilei. If you're going to tell me, the Rabbanon, I'm going to Rav Doisam, that on Rosh Hashanah, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh. If you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh should be 11 brachas according to Lebei Shammai. So why is there only 10 brachas? Why don't you have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? So this one, if you're going to tell me that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, so then it's good. Since you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. It's good why you only have 10 brachas. But this week in the Talmud, Rabbanan also say you have to mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. There should be 11 brachas then. Have the Gemara know. Omer Rab Zeiro, Shani Rosh